Geek Radio Daily for Not Monday.
Getting on through this one. Getting on back to that weekend. The only time that we really thrive, or at least can better pretend that we do, because that's when we choose to actually be at home. Those of us that still have to go places. I'm battling at this point. Welcome to the 15th of September. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from them bar places and whatnots and others. The folks bringing to you today, the man that best knows how to deal with any boss's expectations that there. This podcast is Rich Sickford.
There are things out there in the universe you're better off not knowing about.
That's why you didn't get my email.
Ted, deal with it.
Hi. The wonderful Billy Flynn.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
It's what I do. What happened on this fine, fantastical day there, sir?
In 1440, Gil de Rais, one of the earliest known serial killers, is taken into custody upon an accusation brought against him by the Jean de Malestroit, Bishop of Nantes.
Who was the actual serial killer? 1660, the first non-aristocratic free public school in Europe is opened in Frascati, Italy.
1830, first passenger to be killed by a railway train occurs. It's William Huskisson from England.
1831, the locomotive John Bull operates for the first time in New Jersey on the Camden and Amboy Railroad.
1915, the Empire Picture Theater, now the New Empire Cinema, the oldest running cinema in mainland Australia, opens in Bowral, New South Wales.
1916, in World War I, tanks are used for the first time in battle at the Battle of Somme, which you should remember if trivia ever starts again.
1949, The Lone Ranger premieres on ABC TV.
1965, Lost in Space premieres.
1968, the Soviet Zond 5 spacecraft is launched, becoming the first spacecraft to fly around the moon and re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
1971, the first Greenpeace ship set sail to protest against nuclear testing. Dude.
1971, the first broadcast of Columbo occurs on NBC TV.
It's actually still on because he's still asking one more question. 1981, the John Bull that we spoke of earlier becomes the oldest operable steam locomotive in the world when the Smithsonian Institute operated under its own power outside of D.C.
1982, the first issue of USA Today is published by Gannett Company Incorporated.
2008, Lehman Brothers files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the largest bankruptcy filing in U.S. history. Gosh, that was a good time. I'm sure everybody wants to relive those magic moments.
Comparatively, yes. Yes, I would.
Birthdays?
Tom Hardy is 42. From Black Hawk Down, Star Trek Nemesis, Bane and Dark Knight Rises, Mad Max Fury Road, Peaky Blinders, the fantastic movie Bronson, but you got to be in the right mind set to do that because it's pretty intense. And of course, I thought he did a fantastic job as Venom.
Josh Charles is 49 from Dead Poets Society, Sports Night, and The Good Wife.
Bruce Reiterman, 65, voice of Christopher Robin in Winnie the Pooh and Mowgli in The Jungle Book.
Tommy Lee Jones is 74 from Lonesome Dove, The Fugitive, Batman Forever, Men in Black, Captain America.
Don't forget Under Siege.
I'm trying to never, ever forget Under Siege.
Gordon staying along with us in 1254. We've got Marco
Polo.
He was an Italian merchant and explorer and hide-and-seek champion.
See, and that from the joke from Friday? Makes sense now. See, we did that on purpose. 1736, John Sylvian Bailey, French astronomer, mathematician, and first mayor of Paris.
1890, Agatha Christie, English author, playwright, had an adventure with the doctor, and still has unclaimed time. And it had nothing to do with giant bees.
1908, Penny Singleton, the voice of Judy Jetson.
1915, Albert Whitlock, Academy Award-winning special effects designer.
1918, Nipsey Russell, the Tin Man and the Wizard, a brilliant comedian, and as we all know, the poet laureate of television.
1921, Norma MacMillan, the voice of Casper the Friendly Ghost, Gumby, Davy from Davy and Goliath.
1922, Jackie Cooper from Our Gang, and ended up being Perry White in the Christopher Reeve Superman.
1958, Wendy Jo Sperber from Bosom Buddies, Moving Violations, Private Benjamin, the TV show, Back to the Future, and Babes.
Good times. Very good times with Wendy.
On CBS, we had a rerun of NCIS, New Love Island, and a rerun of FBI Most Wanted.
ABC has reruns of Modern Family, another rerun of Modern Family, Presidential Town Hall, Your Voice, Your Vote, Your Questions, What Would You Do? Oh my God, you know what? Wendy Jo Sperber was also in Bachelor Party. What was I thinking?
NBC has the semifinals 2 of New America's Got Talent. Then Bash diagnoses a young patient with a rare disease on transplants.
Bash. Fox. Wait, where's Franklin? Fox has a rerun of Hell's Kitchen and a rerun of Prodigal Son.
I mean, maybe the lawyering thing didn't work out. You had to go private practice doctor. You know, I mean, that's the thing. Being that handsome, you're kind of in a bubble. They just give out degrees. CW Nikki's father attempts to bond with him by playing Kingdom Scrolls, but things get complicated when Nikki begins to enjoy killing his dad in the game. On a new Dead Pixels, then a rerun of Dead Pixels, and then a rerun of Tell Me a Story.
AMC showed Rocky Balboa. Pretty good, actually.
FX has Furious 7.
FXX, The Simpsons Marathon with a fabulous faker boy, Dangers on a Train.
BBC America has a classic British film. Boy, it's a real British positive film. Braveheart.
Oh, I'm positive that's British. Sci-Fi has American Sniper, which is all about cyborgs and stuff.
Probably. TNT has The Accountant.
True TV, they call me Hot Poppy on a new Hot Ones, the game show.
Science has new episode of Space's Deepest Secrets.
VH1 will be showing Coming to America. I don't care if there's commercials. Goddamn, that boy was right. Tonight, we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network as a woman and her fiancé set out to his family's estate where they plan to tie the knot, but someone in his family is eager to kill the bride to prevent them from getting married. Jason Shane Scott and Lainey McCauley star in Engaged to a Psycho. Oh, that kind of gives it away.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your further adventures of Chad and Abby update. After having unprotected sex with a prostitute to console himself from a bad night of speed dating, Chad ends up in worse trouble when he learns he has contracted canisyphilates, a fatal sexually transmitted disease described as cancer doing it with syphilis to get full-blown AIDS. So he's got 2 weeks to live. Meanwhile, Brady interviews new candidates for the park ranger after hearing about Chad's death. Stefan begs Brady to give him the job so he can use the park's guns to get back at two bully raccoons. Damn raccoons. And Roman is caught in the middle of an elderly mother-daughter catfight, which is what happens when you're known for your blunt talk, which does not work so well in this community. You know, Roman feels like he'd rather be delocated. Hashtag Chappy. Forever.
Ooh, it's time to check your mailbox.
Hi, geeks. Rich, I love the Giraffe Day confusion. I once heard LSU's game as Yellow Shore's game. Sports, go Garfunkel and Oates. Yes, I wish they just had an x-rayed the coffins and leave them closed. I don't get the every liquid reference or why Latin is especially dangerous. Trust me, it is, though, man. I know I've avoided horror franchises generally. Happy you had fun with it and advocated respecting the dead. The Engage could be great for deaf players in countries with incomplete electric power networks. You'll be playing with potentially endless power. It wasn't part of my childhood. But I get it. And I try really hard to pay attention. It's especially difficult for me. I couldn't tell what was early. Darn. Stay safe. That's from Bill. Oh, well, Bill, if you only ever watch one horror movie in your life, just watch The Cabin in the Woods. Because it's every horror movie that was ever made all at once.
That is 100% true. All in there.
Good morning, GRD. Is this the first time you've done for Chad and Abby? Actually, no. Just curious because they are on this week. I wasn't an active listener when this segment began, and I also have a spotty memory, so I may have missed it previously or just forgotten if you have. Actually, this segment's brand new. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Anyway, the S-storm of 2020 keeps rolling in. After having to cancel our dream vacation to London for our 15th anniversary and wife's birthday, we found out now the weekend that one of our kitties either has cancer or FIP. Both are almost invariably terminal, so with a heavy heart, I really want to say F cancer. Hold your kids and fur babies tight. That is from Jared. Well, Jared, all we could say after something like that is, damn, son. And, you know, we'll be here if a stupid joke helps in any way, shape, or form. Drop us a note, won't you? Please let us know what's going on. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send the voicemail. You can send the text. Just use the number.
510-GRD-CREW.
Oh, I forgot to read one. Now that means tomorrow, Mark, we'll have two.
There we go.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Steven.
And I'm Ron.
And we're the hosts of the Super Retro Throwback Reviews audio podcast.
If you like to hear the latest pop culture news with some smart-ass commentary as well as the latest movie reviews, then check us out.
Also, we're a multi-award nominated podcast, so we're doing something right.
God knows how that happened.
So check us out on all major podcasts and distributors, and check out Super Retro Throwback Reviews on all social media platforms.
Geek Radio Daily? What's Geek Radio Daily? That sounds awesome. Why aren't you listening to it? My name is Steven.
Or Zach Allison, or whatever I'm doing today. Well, listen to Geek Radio Daily. That's the point.
I bet he's having a party today. Oh, wait. I bet he's having a Zoom party today. get down with your bad self.
Hi, I'm Corey Nimick. Since you've already got Parker Lewis Can't Lose on DVD, here's what's coming out this week.
Ooh, the other sounder.
From our must-be anime based on title alone, we've got Bodacious Space Pirates, the complete collection.
From our re-release department, The Man from Earth, which, as William Catt will tell you, is the best film they never show on TV, although you can watch all the other crappy things I've ever had to do.
We've also got The Phantom. You better listen to your friend Billy Zane.
Weathering with You.
Jesus shows you the way to the highway.
God, it's about time that came back. From our regular movies department, we've got 1031 Part 2. I guess it's about 31 things divided by 10.
Yeah, it's probably Halloween. Driveways.
Wish upon a unicorn.
The Bee Eaters.
No thanks. Z or Z if you're nasty.
Becky.
Oh, does she go around looking at other girls' butts at the request of people? But tonight we're getting the story of people... Oh, no. Tonight we're getting the story that follows the devastation of a family at the hands of the Amityville Legacy. A possessed item finds its way into the home of a young married couple. Soon strange noises haunt the home. The husband begins acting in unnatural ways. These are the latest victims of the legendary curse, all stemming from the original gruesome murder over 40 years ago. See John R. Walker, Duana Lee Helsing, and Mark Patton star in The Amityville Clown House.
I'm not wearing any pants. Uh-huh. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Image Comics' Stray Dogs is getting an animated movie, and the comic isn't even out yet.
Who authorized the canines to be released? Boom! Boom! Boom!
Stray Dogs is due out from Image Comics next year. The comic book is described as Silence of the Lambs meets Lady and the Tramp, and has been picked up for development by family flick powerhouse Paramount Animation.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice corgi.
For me, the project combines a lot of my passions, animation, horror, and, well, dogs, said Gary Dauberman.
Dauberman.
You know, he's the guy, Annabelle and It. Anyway, the horror maker is also on board for an upcoming adaptation of Stephen King's Salem's Lot and a remake of Korean zombie thriller Train to Busan.
The all-dog versions will follow with Shepherd's Pit first.
Stray Dogs is an original creation from comics writer Tony Fleeks, In My Lifetime, Jeff Steinberg, Champion of Earth, and illustrator Trish Forstner, who met while working on IDW's My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic comic series. All that time working with ponies meant they really had a bone to pick.
Leafy is Here is a creator known primarily for picking on other creators. Last month, he was permanently banned from YouTube for repeatedly violating the company's harassment policies after a series of videos about Twitch star Imane Pokimane Anise, one of which kicked off a hashtag campaign around the existence of her supposed secret boyfriend, as well as a feud with YouTuber Ethan H3H3 Klein.
The content and content creator is said with such irony that the Singer Corporation is looking to sponsor.
Now he's been booted off Twitch as well.
It's like all the drama of WWE, but without the whimsy.
Leafy's Twitch account, which he began using frequently shortly after he got banned from YouTube on August 24th, stopped showing up on the platform. Its URL now returns Twitch's trademark error message. Sorry, unless you've got a time machine, that content is unavailable.
Or if you're bored, archive.org.
Per its standard policy, Twitch would not confirm or deny whether Leafy's account is done for, but it did issue a statement. The safety of our community is our top priority, and we reserve the right to suspend any account for conduct that violates our rules or that we determine to be inappropriate, harmful, or puts our community at risk.
So why not tune into a shining beacon of awesome on Twitch? Richie Monster, or GRD Flynn, or Matricula, or Travis Tavern Talk, or OhHiMark76 with underscores and weird places for some damn reason.
Leafy claimed to have received a strike against his account from Twitch. He posted an image of an email that he said was from Twitch, which stated that he had engaged in hateful conduct and threats to violence, hateful conduct and threats of violence against a person or group of people.
At least it wasn't as bad as Destiny, the Twitch streamer who claimed that if white nationalists started mowing down protesters in order to stop them, he personally would approve of their actions. I mean,
Twitch did not specify what he'd gotten in trouble for beyond that. However, they have banned him regardless, making him a Leafy on the wind.
The cosmos is starting to look a bit weird. For a few years now, cosmologists have been troubled by a discrepancy in how fast the universe is expanding.
Well, finding the right hairstyle is so difficult when you're constantly expanding.
They knew how fast it should be going based on ancient light from the early universe, but apparently the modern universe has picked up too much speed. A clue that scientists might have overlooked one of the universe's fundamental ingredients or some aspect of how those ingredients all stir together.
It's just a growth spurt. Wait till the weird hairs come in.
Now a fan... No, fancy? What the fuck is that? Fancy's not even there. Doesn't even start with an F. What the fuck?
Now I think the fancy one's earlier. Or later.
Now a second crack in the so-called standard model of cosmology may be forming. In late July, scientists announced that the modern universe also looks unexpectedly thin. Observations of galaxies and gas and other matter show that they haven't clumped together quite as much as they should have.
Does this orbital pattern make me look rotund?
As with most measurements of the large-scale structure of the present-day universe, the study is fraught with technical difficulties. It's also possible, but unlikely, that the results are due to chance. Nevertheless, some researchers wonder if the trend toward increasingly funky measurements may foreshadow the discovery of a new cosmic agent.
Fancy way of saying aliens in fancy suits.
The hard part about studying the modern universe is that it's mostly invisible. Astronomers catch glimpses of the big picture in places where galaxies gather into shining clusters, but they remain largely unable to perceive the dim strands of gas that weave those nodes together into a vast cosmic web. Worse, most believe these galaxies and trails of gas are little more than decorative tinsel on a sturdy frame of invisible matter that makes up most of the universe's bulk. Or maybe this all just means Galactus is feeling a little peckish.
Now back to bad streamers. Super Smash Bros. Veteran Nairobi Nairo Quezada has been banned from Twitch 2 months after admitting to engaging in a sexual relationship with a fellow competitor who was underage at the time. Quezada's official partnership with Twitch has also been terminated.
Good. So he got effed.
The competitive Smash community was left reeling in July when over 50 allegations of sexual misconduct came to light against players, commentators, and tournament organizers of all stripes. The accusations included multiple alleged instances of rape, sexual assault, preying on minors, and grooming underage competitors. Zach, Captain Zach Louth, contributed to the massive tide of complaints when, on July 2nd, he released a statement detailing a 2017 sexual encounter with Quezada. At the time, Louth was 15 and Quezada was 20.
Even states in the former Confederacy consider that illegal.
Quezada is one of several high-profile community members accused of sexual misconduct. Cinnamon Sinpi Dunson, a prolific commentator who has worked with Nintendo, was said to have repeatedly engaged in sexual acts with a 14-year-old. Several women have accused Super Smash Bros. For Wii U powerhouse Jason Anti Bates of criminal acts, including sexual assault and sex with a minor. Gonzalo Zero Barrios, one of the greatest Smash players of all time, admitted to sexual harassment and having a sexual relationship with a minor he met online.
Look, why don't all the racist and sexist asshats ever attack those streams?
A Twitch representative provided the following statement. We do not discuss the details of cases to protect the privacy of individuals involved. The safety of our community remains our top priority, and per our guidelines, we reserve the right to suspend any account for conduct that we determine to be inappropriate, harmful, or puts our community at risk. So make the world a better place. Come experience no drama and only good times at twitch.tv/RichieMunster or GRD_Flynn or Matricula or Travis Tavern Talk or OhiMark76 with underscores in weird places.
As emergency responders in Oregon struggle to contain a record 900,000 acres of wildfires across the state, local police have been fighting to contain a torrent of bogus rumors spreading online. Throughout Thursday and Friday, tens of thousands of users shared posts blaming extremists on both sides of the aisle, but mostly Antifa, for setting the blaze. The bulk of the lies spread on Facebook, and now they say they're going to enforce a hard crackdown.
Facebook, we sometimes shut the barn door and are always too late.
We're removing false claims that from the wildfires in Oregon was started by certain groups, Facebook's policy communications director Andy Stoned tweeted.
If only they could get the leader of Antifa on the line. Oh, wait, it isn't actually an organized group that actually exists. Or maybe we could call the leaders of the Anarchy Front. Wait, they probably don't have leadership.
This is based on confirmation from law enforcement that these rumors are forcing local fire and police agencies to divert resources from fighting the fires and protecting the public. This is consistent with our past efforts to remove content that could lead to imminent harm, given the possible risk to human life as the fires rage on.
Only some armed militia had been there protecting property and not just harassing people that looked differently than them.
I don't know if I want them near fires with people. It is a step above what they were doing on Friday when a Facebook spokesperson said it was reducing the distribution of posts responsible for rumors about the wildfires and adding strong warning labels onto existing posts.
which proves they learned nothing after Kenosha.
Reports of armed vigilantes accosting journalists and Oregon residents have been steadily pouring in as extremists attempt to defend the area against Antifa.
Again, not an actual organized group.
Even after federal and state officials vehemently debunked these claims, the Portland branch of the Federal Bureau of Investigations even sent out a tweet Friday calling the rumors untrue and imploring people to stop spreading them.
Which just proves how far QAnon has infiltrated. Or worse, the deep state!
Many of the adherents spreading these false claims point to a specific article from Law Enforcement Today that originally tied left-wing extremists to the start of the wildfires, which has since been updated with statements from local officials calling those rumors 100% false information.
Man, I remember when conspiracy nonsense was relegated to crazy people.
So look, everyone, look, please stop interfering with life-saving measures. Believe what you want, but keeping phones busy and people talking to you is pointless. Look, yes, there is a fire, but there's no smoke whatsoever. GRD is licensed to the Creative Comedy Average. Not commercial, not derivative work. It's 96.3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. And stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com.
That's deep, man.
I don't know. I know. I am never pleased. You know, I'm just going to go hit myself like the guy from Da Vinci Code with his belt and weird stuff. It's just strange. Hi, everybody. Drop us a note and tell me why in the world that was a weird bit of improv. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or send a voicemail. Send a text message, won't you? Just use these numbers.
510-GRD-CREP.
This is no respectable establishment. What the hell are you still doing here?
It's only a game. Why do you have to be mad?
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers.
Damage averted. All systems operative.
Theatricality and deception. Powerful agents to the uninitiated. But we are initiated, aren't we, Bruce?
Members of the League of Shadows. And you betrayed us.
Yes, you were excommunicated by a gang of psychopaths.
I am the League of Shadows.
I'm here to fulfill Ra's al Ghul's destiny. Fight like a younger man. There's nothing held back. It's admirable, but mistaken. Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. By then, it was nothing to me but blinding. The shadows betray you because they belong to me.